Now, Mr. Stanley, where were you born?
I was born at Beloit, Ohio, north of Beloit on a farm near the East Goshen Church. But we did our shopping at Beloit mostly, and once in a while we got our mail part of the time up at Snowed Station.
Now let's see, when were you born?
89.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's name?
Makajah B. Stanley.
Makajah B. Stanley.
Makajah B. Stanley.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Crewe.
Crewe.
C-R-E-W.
C-R-E-W.
Yeah, and they lived on the Lynchburg, Augusta.
Well, now, about when did your family come to this country, I wonder? Do you have any idea about that?
Thomas Stanley came over to this country. I can't tell you the date.
Mm-hmm. It would be pretty early, though.
That's right.
Like the 1700s, you'd say, or maybe.
I suspect, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Now that you're of British background, are you?
Well, mainly, yeah.
Let's see, you had, I know of two sisters. Did you have a brother?
Yes.
Maybe you'd go over your...
Brother Harris is in Copeland Oaks now. And a brother, Morris, who is in Denver, Colorado. And then I have Sister Blanche in Beloit and Sister Rhea, who died a few years ago.
Well, now, you, as you say, grew up in the Beloit area. You lived
Beloit.
There.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, until I was ready for high school, Damascus Academy, and my dad's health failed. So we rented the farm, we bought a house in Damascus, and we moved over there, and he lived about a year. Then my mother had the responsibility of five kids, and I was the oldest of the five.
Now, how old were you when your father died?
Well, something like 13 or 14.
Well, that would have been a real challenge for her.
Oh, it was a big challenge for her. And we had, financially, we were in pretty fair condition, but she took in some sewing and got some money that way, and she pretty near always had a school teacher rooming and living there with us.
Let's see, what was your religious background?
Friends.
You were friends. That was a great friends community.
Oh, yes.
There. Well, then you went to school, elementary school. Would this be right in?
I went to elementary school when he was on the farm, and that was Beach Ridge.
Beach Ridge. That'd
it's
be a
north
one
of Beloit, between Beloit and Snowes.
That would be a one-room school.
That's right.
Do you have pretty fond memories of the effectiveness of the one-room school?
Sure. Yes.
Many people today seem to think we're getting back to something like that with the open classrooms.
Well, maybe. And then...
You went to high school, where did you go?
I went to Damascus Academy.
Now, this was a private...
That was a friend's church. Friend maintained it. And we drove, for 1 year, we drove, horse and buggy, Harris and I, the two of us, drove over there. And then we bought property over there and moved over there.
Now, just where was this academy in Damascus? The building still
there? Yes, it's... It became a high school for a while, and then later on, I don't know. I wouldn't be sure it's still standing. I guess it is. I'm not too. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's on the east end of town. Mm-hmm. But you know where the old substation used to be, Stark Electric?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just if you were going from Damascus to Salem, just before you get to the substation, it was a big building to the north. We had quite a nice little walk up there.
This would be a frame building.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, about how many students would have gone to that academy?
Maybe 100.
Mm-hmm. Would you take in non-friends?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not many non-friends
wanted to
sent their kids there because they had to pay the tuition.
What sort of tuition was there?
Oh, I don't know how much, but they had to pay the tuition. And then It wasn't very long. It was after I graduated, but not very long. It became a high school.
In other words, the public system took it over.
That's right. They mm-hmm. made, they bought the property or rented it or something, mm-hmm. and then and the high school that served the Damascus area for several years was there. Then a few years later, they built out on the Garfield Road.
Well, that's very interesting. What about the offerings in the high school at that point? The,
well,
what courses would you have taken back there?
Oh, well,
I suppose you had a good, everybody had some Latin, probably.
It was offered. Mm-hmm. I took Latin,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe no Greek.
Oh, no, no. There was Latin available.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the English and math and the social studies and the sciences.
Now, would they have had the sciences divided into chemistry, and or would you just have had a course in science? Would you have had chemistry, physics? And
I don't think I think they were divided into mm-hmm. group science, in mm-hmm. different subjects, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember any of those faculty members?
Walter Williams, mm-hmm. he's a minister, has been a missionary, and he was the principal of the, when I was there, he was the principal. And then there is Ethel Hawkins, and she was a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I don't recall mm-hmm. who else.
What sort of educational background would these people have had? Would they all have been college graduates
at
that point?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to make sure I have the date about right. About when did you graduate from
1914.
That? 1914. So you're just sort of on the edge here between the period when people were going to private high schools and the emergence of the public high school movement, I judge.
That's right. Then I went down to Ohio Wesleyan and spent 4 years there.
Now, how'd you happen to go to Ohio Wesleyan?
Well, Walter Williams, so our principal, was a graduate of that school, and I liked him so much, I thought, well, that'd be a good place to go. So that's where I went.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, what years would you have been in college?
14 to 18. Oh, wait, man, I'm wrong here. Right? I'm wrong now. I graduated from high school in '09.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from the academy mm-hmm. in '09, and then I taught 1 year at Valley,
mm-hmm.
and then the next year I went to Ohio Wesleyan and graduated from Ohio Wesleyan in '14.
I see. While you were in college, did you have any jobs, or did you go
yes.
to?
Yes, I worked some. I don't know what to call it. Sort of a science assistant there at the school.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the summers while you were in college?
Well,
you didn't have to work on the farms.
No, we were off the farm at that time, living there in Damascus. Well, I sold books one summer over in Indiana, and I just don't remember what I did in the others.
Would this be the encyclopedia kind of thing, or Bibles?
Know thyself.
Know thyself. Oh, I've seen a copy of that. I've
uh-huh.
seen a copy of it.
Is yeah.
that right? Did you have a pretty successful salesman?
Yeah, I would say pretty successful, yes.
How'd you happen to get that job, I wonder?
I don't know. Somebody.
Did you just go around from door to door, or did you have leads?
Well, no, we went to a certain city. There were four of us in the group, and we went to this a city, And then we divided up the area, and we would go out from there.
Did you do that more than one summer?
I cannot sure whether we did or not. It's amazing how much we forget.
Oh, how well.
But this recall this some things, and the older
forget.
You get, the more difficult it is.
This is so true. This is so true. I suppose the extracurricular life at the college was pretty slim in comparison with the present time.
Well, I suppose, but really we had real good times. I belonged to a fraternity, Alpha Sigma Phi, and I was an assistant in bird study.
Ooh.
And Dr. Rice's, your Dr. Rice's daddy, was my favorite teacher.
Is that right? Well, that's a very interesting, very interesting thing, I would say. You had a very early science interest then, I gather.
Oh,
always.
Sure. Well, I was always interested in birds.
Now, which what subject did you major in college? Chemistry or biology?
Biology.
Well, then, following your graduation from college, that'd be about the time of the
1914.
The war was breaking in Europe, but we weren't in yet.
Yeah. Well, then I went. I was drafted, and went down to Chillicothe. And then I was sent, after a while, to Camp Mills, New York, and from there I was sent over to England and stayed there a couple of days, and then went to France and stayed there a month, and then I went to Italy and stayed there something over a year.
Well, now, what sort of assignment did you have in the military? Were you in combat?
I was in a field hospital. I was in a field hospital.
Well, let's see, how would you happen to go to Italy in this?
I'll tell you. They wanted some American soldiers in Italy to boost the morale of the Italians, and they'd been pretty hard pressed by the Austrians, I guess it was, and so our company was sent over there, and an ambulance company was sent over there, and I think an entire military regiment, one regiment, the 332nd Regiment, was sent over there, and with it, one field hospital and one ambulance corps. And
would this have been up in the north of Italy?
We were in France in the near the Belgium border, and then we crossed over into Italy, and at the very north, and then we went from there clear over to within 20 miles of Venice. Venice. And that's where we had our headquarters. Well, then later on, I was sent, a group of us was sent to Florence and to Rome and to Naples. And then we headed north again and Milan. And then back over.
Sounds like you just had a grand tour out of it.
It was. It was.
Well, now, were you on an official assignment when you were in Naples, for instance?
No, I tell
you. That was just part of the trip.
I tell you, I think that the trip that I just indicated to you was one where 14 of us got special permission and leave for 3-4 weeks.
To see the sights.
To see the sights. And we went down there. And when I was down there, I met a fraternity brother of mine by the name of West. And he was a High Westland grad. And
And you were in Italy when the war was over.
Oh yes, we stayed there after we were there during part of the war, and then after it was over, until the following March or something like that.
Did you detect that the Italians were pretty bitter after the war? I always had the idea that they felt they didn't get quite as much territory up there in the north as they. You didn't see much of
I
that.
didn't have that.
I think we perhaps skipped a little area in your career back there from 14 to 17. You got out of college about
14.
14, and then you wouldn't have gotten into the war until 17. So did you have a teaching job in there right after you got out of college? And would you be getting, you weren't married when you went to the war.
Let's see.
See, where was your first teaching job?
Last high school.
Now, when would that have been?
I guess it was the fall of 14.
Oh, my word.
I
Your
think.
whole career then.
Yeah.
That's an amazing
That's.
thing.
I started there and
That's amazing.
taught at the last high school until Stanton was built. And sometime before then, I had. Wendell Fouts and I had been put in, given the responsibility of buying a projector for the Lance High School, a film projector. And we did, and we made it available to the teachers. Well, he died within a year's time, and then that fell on me. And so my job then was to be in charge of audio visual, and I was responsible for helping to buy eventually one or more projector for each building, each school in the city. And we had several of them in the high school, and some of them we, until they all got their own, we would send them out, and this school truck driver would take them out and pick them up.
You were the audiovisual coordinator, I
Oh yes,
suppose.
yeah.
But now that would be in the 30s when that was happening, wasn't it? Because didn't Wendell die along in the mid-30s? Wendell
Oh,
Fouts,
yeah. I expect that's right.
I think, would be in through there.
And
Now, was it Mr. Stanton who brought you to the Alliance High School? Was he the
yeah, he
superintendent at
was
that point?
superintendent there.
Well, it might be an interesting story to tell how you happened to get that job. Did you go to see him, or did he look you up?
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, you were lucky. It was easier to get a job back there than it is
Oh,
today. The kids
yes, not
are having a good bit of trouble
That's right.
at this point. Well, now, when I first knew you, you were chairman of the general science department at Alliance High School.
Yes.
Now, I wonder about when did you get that job? Had you been there a good while?
Well, I taught 1 or 2 years before we had general science, and it was physical geography. One, I think maybe for 2 years I taught physical geography, and then we had started the general science, and then it expanded during the years.
Now, how many teachers did you have in that general science department at its peak, I wonder? It must have been a pretty
Oh well,
good-sized thing.
I don't know. Three
Probably.
or four.
Oh, was that all?
Yeah.
No, I thought it
No, it
might
wasn't.
have been bigger than that.
And there are a few of them taught some other subjects. So many, depending on how you had a few left over, not a full teacher supply, see, so we had that.
Well, I suppose when you went to the Alliance High School, that was a pretty new building. How old was...
Yes, it was. That's right.
I forget just when it was built, but
well, I've forgotten.
It wouldn't have been so very long before
no,
that. And
no.
you would have gone there then before the auditorium was built.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was built later.
I forget just when, but it
no,
would be
I don't
the
remember either.
Late teens or early 20s, I judge, in through there. See, is there still a general science department?
Oh, yeah.
That still's a
oh,
part,
yes.
of the, yeah,
part of the
general
system,
general curriculum. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. You'd be there through the whole or most of the tenure of Mr. Stanton then.
That's right.
He came about 1912 or 13, I suppose.
So.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could make some interesting comparisons between his administrative style and, say, later superintendents that you knew.
Well, I don't know if there's so much difference in the superintendent's relationship to the principals and the teachers. He was the big boss, and he expected all the teachers to assume a certain responsibility, and he held them accountable for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that in your later years there was greater faculty involvement, that the faculty had more decision-making power under later superintendents?
I think that would be true, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you feel that represented a distinct step forward? Has that caused an improvement in the educational effectiveness?
Oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do think so.
You'd say that the faculty in your later years had greater control over the instructional program. So
yes, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. So that your general conclusion would be that the new educational bureaucracies really paid off.
Oh, I think so. No doubt about it in my mind.
Let's see. You were probably active in the Alliance Education Association, were you?
Oh, yes. I was president at one time, and I was on various committees. And from the time it was formed, and as long as I was there, I was a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was probably formed while you were there, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your present, your attitude towards the present teacher attitudes? There seems to be a greater teacher militancy than there was back.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out of school now like 15 years, and I just have not been in close touch with it. I just, when I quit, I quit. And of course, read something in the paper, and I hear people talk about it. But I think they've got a wonderful high school here in Alliance. And
you feel they're making real, real strides.
Oh, they've no doubt about it.
Well, I'm sure you look back on this career with a great deal of satisfaction.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you, I was happy in the classroom and with other type of school activities. And I just enjoyed it. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad I was a teacher.
Well, you had many, many years.
Oh, 19. Sure. That's right. If I hadn't liked it, I wouldn't have stayed that long. I'd have gotten into something else.
Let's see, what was the year of your retirement?
Oh, like 57.
1914 to 57 is a good long time.
That's right.
This is certainly true. Well, we haven't said anything. Go ahead.
Let's see. Well, I can't get the dates.
Mm-hmm. We haven't said anything about your family life, your personal life. Now, I know your wife's first name is Mary. Maybe you could give us a little background on her family.
Well, she's a Ohio State graduate and came up to teach in the Alliance High School. She and Gertrude Fouts came up. And the very first week, a committee of teachers sort of welcomed the new ones, and a few of the new ones were on a committee, and it just happened that Wendell and I and Gertrude and Mary were on that committee, and that's how we got acquainted. And it wasn't very long until we were going out dating, and it was quite a little while before we really became serious for both of us, but nevertheless, we got acquainted.
Let's see.
And of course, a part of the story was getting watermelons, you know.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I know we asked them once how they'd like to, Wendell and I asked the two girls how they would like to go out and steal some watermelons. And, they said, fine. But they thought we were kidding. They didn't think we meant it. And when it developed, that we went out and got the melons. Well, it was quite a... We took them up to... They stayed at DeWitt's on Watson. Alonzo DeWitt. That's where they roomed. And next door was Charlie Hopkins. Hopkins Brass and Bronze.
Oh, yes.
And after we had the melons, after Wendell and I had gone, the girls took the rinds and put them in Charlie's garbage can.
They weren't taking any chances at all.
They didn't want any evidence on them.
Well, you were wise. You got good, careful wives. Now, you'd have been married in what, the early 20s or the late?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, where did Mrs. Stanley grow up?
In Columbus.
In Columbus.
Yeah, originally, they were from Pennsylvania.
I see.
But her dad was an auditor of the Ohio Fuel Supply, which eventually became a part of Columbia Gas. And he traveled over the state to the different offices and was auditor.
Nice.
And they lived in Columbus, and they belonged to the Lutheran Church down there. And
what was her maiden name?
Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. And you have the one son, Roger.
Yeah,
I know him, of course.
That's the only son, and he lives in Painesville. And he has an acre lot, and he has a nice house on it. And recently, we had an annex built to it.
Mm.
Each one has its own separate walls, but from our front room, we go out on a patio, and from their living room, they go out on the same patio, and. So we're going to move up there pretty soon.
Oh, well, that'll be nice.
And
that'll just be wonderful.
They just kind of felt like the time was coming when a man my age needed a little more protection than would be just in living alone.
Right.
And so they talked things over, and we finally decided just to have the rooms built up there, and we would move in them.
Right. Well, that just sounds very good.
That gives Roger a chance to, if anything happens to us, why, he's right there with
right.
us. And if he lived up there and we lived sure. down here, and we got some sickness, it'd be pretty hard to go back and forth. And especially as busy as he is, he teaches at Lakeland Community College.
Nice.
He teaches biology.
I see. And how long has he been there?
Oh,
a long time.
Well, he's been up in that. He's been at Lakeland Community College several years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, he has children. Maybe I ought to have their names just for the record.
Well, yes, he has two. He has two, boy and a girl, David and Jennifer.
What was his wife's maiden name? Do you remember that?
Yes. She lived in New Hampshire, and I just can't tell you her name
Well,
right.
we can look that up. Well, I certainly appreciate your being willing to sit for this interview, Mr.
Oh, well,
Stanley.
that's fine.
And if you think of other things that you'd like to tell us, why, we can get together on another occasion and you can
Well,
fill in some of the details.
yes, well, I think that's enough.